Welcome back to another episode of Never Found, Never Forgotten. This week, I am going to share a listener recommendation. This case was suggested by a listener. You too can recommend cases. You can do that in our Facebook on our Facebook page, Never Found, Never Forgotten Pod. You can email me, neverfoundneverforgottenpod@gmail.com, or connect with me on Twitter at PodNever. So, this case came from a listener suggestion, and this is the disturbing and heart-wrenching story of Serenity Denard, a 9-year-old girl missing from Rapid City, South Dakota. This case has similarities to some of the ones that I've covered before. Last season, we talked about Robert Pilson right here, and we talked about Daniel Ewan in season 2. These are young kids that disappeared from residential treatment facilities that were supposed to be protecting them. And Serenity Denard also disappeared from such a treatment facility. There are so many unanswered questions, and there are so few clues. What happened to Serenity? Serenity did not have an easy start to life. She was removed from the custody of her biological parents as a toddler. She went on to live in about 12 foster homes in early childhood before being adopted by Chad and Darcy Denard in October of 2014. Because of this rough start to life, Serenity was diagnosed with reactive attachment disorder and disruptive mood dysregulation. I remember learning about reactive attachment disorder in college, and this is diagnosed when a baby or young child doesn't establish healthy relationships with a caregiver. So in order to be a healthy, functioning human, an infant must have stable, caring environments in which their needs are met constantly and consistently. Signs and symptoms of reactive attachment disorder include unexplained fear, withdrawal, sadness, and irritability, not seeking comfort or reacting to comfort, failure to smile, watching others closely but not engaging in social interaction, failing to ask for support or assistance. Disruptive mood dysregulation disorder is a relatively new addition to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. This disorder is characterized by chronically irritable moods, a person who experiences frequent, severe temper outbursts that seem out of proportion with the situation. They struggle to regulate their emotion in an age-appropriate way and is just persistently angry or irritable. So, in early 2015, Chad and Darcy divorced, but they shared custody of Serenity. Chad and his new wife, Cassandra, had primary custody, and Darcy had secondary custody. With Serenity's diagnoses, she was in outpatient therapy, but they didn't think that she was making that much progress. She frequently tried to run away from home. She had frequent outbursts at home. So in July of 2018, Chad and Cassandra decided that the Black Hills Children's Home, an intensive inpatient therapy program in school, might be the best answer. Serenity's treatment was expected to last about 14 months, with a potential discharge date in September of 2019. During her stay, her parents saw her 4 to 5 times a month for visits and family therapy sessions, and Serenity was able to call home twice a week. Her family believed that she was making progress and doing well. They even described the staff there as caring. Serenity did have a history of hiding from the staff and threatening to run away, and she once ran away while playing outside, but staff was able to catch her. Her dad, Chad, said, quote, "When things got too comfortable for her, she just goes, because comfortable is an alien thing," end quote. And I found that really heartbreaking because of her reactive attachment disorder. When she was feeling comfortable, that's when she ran away because it felt so foreign to her. And I was trying to make sense of that feeling and thinking of what I could relate it to. And I was thinking, it's almost the opposite of how a normally attached person would behave. You know, when we're comfortable, we want to stay put. We like that feeling. But when things get uncomfortable, when there's chaos, instability, uncertainty, that's when we want to run. But it was almost the opposite for Serenity. The day before Serenity disappeared, Chad actually visited her, and he said the visit was completely normal. Serenity seemed to be doing well. On February 3rd, 2019, that all changed. Serenity was playing in the gym of the Black Hills Children's Home facility with three other children at 10:45 a.m. There were two staff members with the children supervising. One child ran out of the gym but remained in the building. And according to like the surveillance video, they saw one of the staff members go after that child, leaving the remaining staff member in the gym with Serenity and the two other children. It was at this time that Serenity ran out of the gym, and that one remaining staff member didn't follow after her because they couldn't leave the other children unsupervised. Instead, that staff person called for help from other staff within the facility, as was policy. Around 11 a.m., a grandmother and a granddaughter were arriving to the Black Hills Children's Home campus to drop off another child. They saw a girl matching Serenity's description walking down the road. And this really struck out to them because it was February 3rd in South Dakota. The temperature is sub-zero. It gets cold there. Bitter, bitter, bitter cold. And Serenity did not have a coat on. And so this really stuck out to the grandmother. And the grandmother thought it was so odd that she gets to the campus and she tells the granddaughter to stay in the car and watch where the girl is walking while she goes inside to alert staff. The granddaughter sat in the car and she saw Serenity disappear into the woods. In the meantime, the staff at the Black Hills Children's Home continued to look for Serenity. It wasn't until 12:26 p.m. that the staff finally called 911. This was 1 hour and 41 minutes after Serenity ran from the gym. The facility faced harsh criticism for their slow response time. They claimed their policy stated that in the case of a missing child, they were to call emergency responders, quote, within a reasonable time, end quote. Instead of calling police in, they searched the grounds and area themselves. In the meantime, an hour and 41 minutes have passed when the police are finally called. That's precious, precious time. Police launch what is described as one of the largest searches in South Dakota history. The search spanned more than 4,500 miles of rugged, wooded South Dakota terrain. More than 1,200 people from 60 agencies assisted in searches in the first 6 months of the investigation. More than 220 leads were investigated and over 450 interviews were conducted. Thousands of man hours were spent searching for Serenity. Unfortunately, those searches turned up nothing. And unfortunately, the situation looks grim. With the freezing temperatures, investigators fear that Serenity may have succumbed to hypothermia. But Serenity's parents, Chad Denard and Darcy Gentry, are not giving up hope. And they have hired a private investigator, a former FBI veteran, Doug Coons. Doug is the CEO of Veracity, a PI firm, and he says that while the odds are not in their favor, they're not great, they're doing everything they can. And the first step is to research and learn as much as they can about the initial investigation. Doug says that their strategy is to look for gaps in the original investigation. Black Hills Children's Home was investigated by the State Department of Social Services and Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They found that the Black Hills Children's Home did not provide the level of supervision the Serenity required. She has a history of running away. She has a history of threatening to run away. And they felt that they did not provide an adequate level of supervision. They were also cited for having an insufficient emergency preparedness plan. The documents provided by the state and federal investigators state that the initial search conducted by the staff was, quote, disorganized, end quote, and the delay in calling 911 was not reasonable. The two employees charged with supervising Serenity that day were fired from the children's home. The state gave the Black Hills Children's Home a corrective action plan, and a new policy was adopted for calling 911 immediately. Bill Colson, the executive director of the Children's Home Society, the parent organization of Black Hills Children's Home, said, quote, "The issue really is that in day-to-day activities, runaways are not unusual. Kids typically don't do what Serenity did. So I'll be perfectly honest, it caught us a little off guard. It caught us a bit off guard," end quote. He went on to say that runaways were not uncommon, but what was uncommon was a runaway child to make it a great distance. He also said that he didn't think that calling 911 sooner would have helped Serenity. And I normally don't like to inject my opinion, but I'm going to have to call bullshit on this one. I know my opinion probably comes across because I have zero poker face, but I'm going to be quite honest. I was torqued off when I read this statement from this guy. It seemed to me like he was blaming the victim here. He was blaming a 9-year-old girl. He was saying that runaways are not uncommon, yet somehow Serenity broke the mold. And I know for a fact that calling 911 sooner would have helped find Serenity. Police are trained in finding missing people. The staff had a search that was disorganized. They waited nearly 2 hours before calling 911. I honestly don't think that we would be here today discussing the case if they had called sooner. I really don't. That's my opinion. There we go. Done. Anyhow, he retired later that year, and I will say in one of the sources, I'll link in the show notes, that you can find, you can view the PDFs of the corrective action plan for the Black Hills Children's Home. And in it, they do address providing adequate supervision for children with a history of running away. They also include runaway drills along with like the routine drills, like fire drills, active shooter drills, and other disaster drills as part of their emergency preparedness plan. But the sad fact is Serenity Denard is still missing. While Black Hills Children's Home has made changes that might prevent this from happening to another kid, Serenity is still gone. And she suffered so much in her early childhood. Her parents are just desperate for answers. Her dad and her stepmom, Chad and Cassandra Denard, and her mom, Darcy Gentry, are all praying for a happy ending. Serenity is described as being a Caucasian female with blonde hair and blue eyes, and she is between 4'7" and 4'9" tall and weighs about 96 pounds. Take a look at her photo. If you don't do anything else productive today, please look at her photo today, because she's just the cutest, most innocent little smile, and it just got me right in the heart. If anyone has information on the disappearance of Serenity Denard, please contact the Pennington County Sheriff's Department at 605-394-6115. That's my episode for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye.